Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Steve Hamilton of Database by Design, and in this show we're going to discuss logical standby database. I've been in the industry for about 18 years now. I've worked with clients all over the world as all over the United States. I have taught courses in Jamaica as well as pretty much any major city within the United States. I've had some major clients of stockbroking firms, food processing firms, as well as major credit card processing firms. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box found below. Okay, let's get started. Today's radio show, or today's topic, we're going to learn about logical standby databases. Well, logical standby databases is part of the data guard configuration. First of all, what is DataGuard? Well, DataGuard is Oracle's solution for disaster recovery. The reason that you would have or implement a DataGuard solution is to help prevent any sort of man-made disaster or Mother Nature disaster or act of God. In a DataGuard configuration, there's two types of standby databases that can be created. The first type is a physical standby database. Well, a physical standby database is an exact copy or a bit-for-bit copy of the production system. It's its twin, effectively. Well, the next type of standby database is referred to as a logical standby database. Well, a logical standby database is not quite a bit-for-bit copy of the primary system. First of all, the way a logical standby database is created, it's created in the same mechanism that you create a physical standby database. We would go in and create a backup of the production system and restore it over to a test environment. So we start off as a physical standby database, but then what we have to do on the LogMiner component is that we have to enable the log mining utility. So on that logical standby database, we will enable log mining capabilities, and then we will take the database out of physical standby mode and convert it into logical standby mode. The advantage of a logical standby database is that we have the capabilities of partially replicating the database. So we can replicate a table space, a table, or a specific user. We're not necessarily replicating the entire production system. Also, keep in mind that on a logical standby database, the way that we apply changes is going to be a little bit different than the way that we apply changes in a physical standby database. In a physical standby database, we apply the changes through a redo apply method, where it actually reads the data from the SGA component of the primary database and then applies that change to the SGA of the physical standby database. In a logical standby database, we don't do it that way. In a logical standby database, we collect the series of SQL statements from the primary system, and then we wrap them up, and then we send them over to the logical standby database, and we apply the changes through a series of SQL statements. In the logical standby database, we have what's called a reader, a preparer, a builder on the primary site, and on the secondary site, we have an analyzer, a coordinator, and an applier. On the primary site, the reader reads the data, the preparer puts it all together, and the builder builds it all up. And on the secondary site, we have an analyzer, and the analyzer tells us, okay, where is this data going to go? We have the coordinator. Well, the coordinator is like the manager. They will put everything together. So that's kind of what the coordinator does for us. And then obviously we will have the applier. What the applier does is they do exactly that. They go out and they will apply the data. So what we will see in a logical standby database is a series of SQL statements that is applied to the logical standby system from the primary. Totally different than a physical standby configuration. Now, as far as best practices are concerned, most of the organizations that I deal with are really going to implement more along the lines of a physical standby database than a logical standby database. Because really what they have going on for them is that they want to have an exact copy of the production system. I worked for one client in Omaha that they would have, if their database was down, they would lose $1 million a minute. So having a logical standby database solution for them was really not that efficient. So they were better off creating a physical standby solution. So it's really going to be up to you as far as which mechanism that you would prefer. Would you prefer a physical standby system or a logical standby system? They are created almost identically. You would go through the same backup and recovery techniques. You would go through the same apply issues. The only difference is, quite frankly, is in a logical scenario that the failover capabilities is going to be a little bit different. Also, the way that the data is applied is going to be a little bit different. In a data guard configuration, you can also implement a utility which is called Data Guard Broker. Data Guard Broker sits on what is referred to as an observation server. That observation server, what it does, it is going to observe the primary. If the primary is not available, it will automatically fail over to the secondary. However, what I want to bring up, Data Guard Broker is best used with a physical standby database, not so much with a logical standby database. So this would be one of the reasons that you would also lean a little bit more to a physical standby database versus a logical standby database. Also, the space requirements on a logical standby database may not be as significant as they are on a physical standby database, because a physical standby database, we're working with a SQL apply method. On a logical standby database, we're dealing with the SQL apply method. On a physical standby database, we're dealing with archive log files, where the archive log files are actually taking up space on that secondary server. With a SQL apply, we're really not creating a lot of archive log files. We're just automatically applying the SQL statements to that logical standby database. So there's some pluses and minuses here. The physical standby database will consume more space, but it's going to be a little bit more robust, probably more industry standard. Whereas the logical standby database is not going to consume as much space, but it's probably not going to give you the same functionality that you have with a physical standby database. So the big thing that you have to remember is that a physical standby database is going to be a bit-for-bit copy of the production system, whereas a logical standby database is going to be similar to the production system, but not identical. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can always let me know by using the question in the comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.